No doubt that's one of Percy Faith's biggest, a theme from A Summer Place. It's 3:10 now on FM 103, and here's Nick Russo and Gabriel's Brass. That's 101 strings on WLOQ, and everybody's talking, including Ron Lewis, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, bright and early here on FM 103. Be sure and listen to him. WLOQ wants you to know that entry applications are now being accepted for the 1977 annual Easter Seal Bathtub Regatta on Saturday, September the 17th, and that's being held at Lake Ivanhoe. Call 841-8350 for applications and information about building a tub. And now music continues with Roger Williams. This is called The Rain Song. 50% chance today, by the way. Three minutes after 3 now on FM 103 with Dennis Stevens on a Thursday afternoon. Well, let's make it Wednesday. We're kind of rushing the week, aren't we? Here's Billy Vaughn. It's 3:29, and this is Dennis Stevens, WLOQ News. President Carter today eulogized singer Elvis Presley as someone unique and irreplaceable. In a statement released by the White House, the president said Presley's death yesterday deprives the country of part of itself. The 42-year-old singer and movie actor died of a heart ailment at his mansion in Memphis, Tennessee. Callers had swamped the White House switchboard, urging Carter to declare a national day of mourning for Presley. Mourners are gathering at Presley's Graceland mansion to pay their last respects to the rock and roll king. Presley's body is on view to the public through this afternoon, 3 to 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Outside the mansion, which had been Presley's home for 20 years, a special police security detail has been assigned to direct traffic and keep watch over the crowd, which began forming last night. Presley had cut short a tour in April and was hospitalized for what was described as exhaustion and intestinal flu. His physician said Presley had been taking a number of appetite depressants but did not have a drug problem. A federal judge in New York has ordered the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to allow the supersonic Concorde jet to land at Kennedy Airport. Judge Milton Pollack enjoined the Port Authority, which operates Kennedy, from continuing its 17-month ban against the British and French plane. Pollack said it must be allowed to land at Kennedy based on noise rules now in effect for all other jets, creating flash floods that sent thousands of Southern California residents to higher ground. At least 2 deaths are blamed on the rain so far. We're a park area weather after this.
There's probably no other way in which one...
Winter Park area weather, partly cloudy this afternoon and Thursday, with a chance of thundershowers mainly during the afternoon and early evening hours. High in the low to mid-90s, low tonight in the 70s. The rain probability is 50% this afternoon, 20% this evening, and 40% tomorrow. It's currently 90 degrees at 3:33. For WLOQ News, this is Dennis Stevens. Winter Park area weather after this.
There's probably no other way in which one...
Winter Park area weather, partly cloudy this afternoon and Thursday, with a chance of thundershowers mainly during the afternoon and early evening hours. High in the low to mid-90s, low tonight in the 70s. The rain probability is 50% this afternoon, 20% this evening, and 40% tomorrow. It's currently 90 degrees at 3:33. For WLOQ News, this is Dennis Stevens. It's 3:35, and that's Denny Vaughn, My Sharia Moore. Here's Andre Costalinas. It's 3:38 now on FM 103. That was Andre Castellanos and Shangri-La. This is Cleo Lane and John Williams.
Just close your eyes.
.347 on WLOQ with Herb Albert. That's the Klebanoff Strings on WLOQ. 4:10 right now on Wednesday afternoon with Dennis Stevens. And WLOQ wants you to know concerned family members of problem drinkers can get professional help from the Mid-Florida Center for Alcoholism. All you have to do is call 896-1800 in Orlando. That's 896-1800. This is the Sandpipers, Carol King's song, It's Too Late. It's 3:56 on WLOQ. That was Edmundo Ross and Whipped Cream. It's time now for Ferrani and Teicher. Theme from Romeo and Juliet. It's 90 degrees in Winter Park. It's 2 minutes after 4 now on FM 103 WLOQ on a Wednesday afternoon with Dennis Stevens. That's Henry Jerome, and what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Here's Edie Gourmet, Sal and Sally. That's Edie Gourmet on WLOQ, Sal and Sally at 6 minutes after 4.
See your local Central Florida Dodge dealer today.
Winter Park area weather partly cloudy this afternoon and tomorrow also, with a chance of thundershowers mainly during the afternoon and early evening hours. The highs are expected in the low to mid-90s with a low tonight in the 70s. Rain probability is 50% this afternoon, 20% this evening, and 40% again tomorrow. It's 91 degrees now on FM 103 with Al DeLore, and we've only just begun. That's big old bad Leroy Brown from Frank Sinatra with Blue Eyes himself on WLOQ at 4:18, 91 degrees in Winter Park. This is Henry Mancini and a theme from Police Woman. That's Henry Mancini on WLOQ and a theme from Police Woman. That's from the Cop Show Themes album, a relatively new album. And WLOQ wants you to know there will be a 20-year class reunion of Lakeview High School on August 20th at 6:30 p.m. It will be held at the West Orange Country Club. If you need more information, call 295-2451. This is Ronnie Aldridge now. This is my song. It's 4:24 now on WLOQ on Wednesday afternoon. I'm Dennis Stevens, and how are you? Hope you're having a nice day. This is Al Hurt. It's 4:30, and this is Dennis Stevens, WLOQ News. Many of the people who idolized Elvis Presley will get a chance to pay their last respects this afternoon. The rock music star died yesterday of a heart ailment at the age of 42. More than 200 fans have gathered at the gates of his Memphis, Tennessee mansion. His family decided to allow public viewing of the body for 2 hours later on today. Presley's death has promised a flood of calls to the White House. The telephone operators say many people want President Carter to declare a national day of mourning for Elvis. A federal judge has ordered the government to pay $1,000 to the three persons who sued the CIA for opening their mail. U.S. District Judge Jack Weinstein of New York said the CIA's 20-year domestic spying program represented an invasion of privacy. The government says it has not decided if it will appeal. The television industry is being raked over the coals by 76-year-old Florida Congressman Claude Pepper. Pepper complains that TV comics depict the elderly as toothless, sexless, and feeble-minded. Pepper is a chairman of the House Committee on Aging. He says he intends to question media representatives about what he calls age stereotyping. He said the elderly compromise a minority everyone hopes to join. And finally, another boatload of Haitians has been rescued by the Coast Guard. 15 men and one woman were found yesterday in a 24-foot boat off of Miami. Earlier this week, 61 Haitians were rescued at sea. They said they left home 1 month ago. The latest arrivals are being held until immigration officials decide what to do with them. The men are jailed at West Palm Beach, and the women are at a refugee center. Winter Park area weather after this.
The U.S. Coast Guard.
Winter Park area weather, partly cloudy this afternoon with a chance of thundershowers during afternoon and early evening hours. The highs in the low 90s and the low tonight in the 70s. Rain probability 50% this afternoon and 20% this evening. It's 92 degrees at 435. For WLOQ News, this is Dennis Stevens reporting.